love little riffs in that song, don't
I really
you?
Do.
So check this out. This is a pretty unlikely happy story. This woman, here, I'll just read the headline. Woman donates kidney to save ex-husband's life.
Mm. More power to that woman, let me tell you.
Right. And most people will say, I would never do that. But here's the story. So Mary Ziegler is her name, donated an organ to her ex-husband, Bill. Now, they were married for 24 years before calling it quits 20 years ago, but worked hard to remain friends and keep things amicable for the sake of their kids.
Okay, that makes sense then. There's kids.
Now, here's the thing. Bill eventually remarried, obviously, found out last year that he needed a kidney transplant and his health was quickly declining. Now, dozens of potential donors got tested, but none of them were a match. But that's when Mary stepped up and got tested. Now, it turns out she was a perfect match and immediately offered to save her ex-husband's life. Wow. Most people in that situation, they may, you know, probably be like, flip a coin, maybe I consider it. No, she was all about it. And she says, for me, it wasn't even a decision. It was kind of like him calling up and saying, hey, can you come over and help us rake leaves? That's how I kind of think of it. So the transplant ended up taking place back in October, and it was a complete success.
Well, good for them, first of all, because it seems like, as you said, they did keep things pretty amicable.
Yeah.
And of course, like, when there's kids involved, there's going to be a difference between, sure, like, you know, exes. You have to at least try to remain okay-ish if you're going to, mm-hmm, be seeing each other throughout your life. But at the same time, when it comes to, like, a life or death situation, as much as I can't stand someone, possibly.
Sure, exactly.
It's like you don't want someone to die.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and especially, like, they go way back. Like, it, mm-hmm, looks like, what, 44 years?
40 years they've known each other.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems like if you have, like, a happiness between you, yeah, guys, regardless. And just not being a jerk and be like, hey, you're about to die, I'm going to help you out, buddy.
Yeah, it's really great. It's a good story.
Yes.
But I noticed they don't mention anything what his current wife has to say about it.
Well, I'm assuming she wasn't a
I'm
match.
Sure, she was totally okay with it.
She was probably like, well, you just saved his life. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. High fives. So that's the happy headline of the day. If you know great stories, we'd love to hear about them. Send them to us just by going to 983thecoast.com, or you can always send them to us by mail. Postcard, text, Facebook message, any way you want to get it to us.
Pigeon,
yeah, carrier pigeon. That takes a little while. Probably not a good idea this time of year.
Mm-hmm. They might poop on it.
Sorry. But that could be the next happy headline of the day.